Zhou San. And that's all the Cantonese I have. I always appreciate the privilege to come to the Cantonese congregation. Many of you have been friends for many years. And some of you are like family to me. Especially like a father-in-law to me. I'm in trouble now. Today we'll be talking on a topic that I think is very important to learn about. We'll be talking about fasting. This is not something an area that I am expert in at all. When Elder Charling and others were talking to me about the schedule, I thought it was sort of funny because right after this is lunch, so.
當長老同我講到呢個題目嘅時候，係好得意，就係因為之後我哋會食午餐。
So we'll see how quickly the Lord wants us to apply this discipline of fasting.
我睇呢個題目咧，你個禁食係點樣可以用到今日？
Before I go on, let me have a word of prayer, please.
未開始之前，我先禱告。
Our Father, I thank you for the privilege to open your word. I pray that you will guide me, be with Leo as he translates. And Lord, I ask that your truth, your message will come through clearly. Lord, I ask that you would transform us to be more and more like your Son. And then as you transform each person, Mandarin, Cantonese, English, youth, elderly, together, Lord, may this church be transformed to serve you faithfully. I pray that you'll guide us now, and may we have hearts that are open and minds that are clear, and we pray this in your name. Amen. In the English worship service, we have been going through the Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
是马太福音5, 6, 7章。
And we titled this series The Impossible Life.
講到呢個題目係講到係不可能嘅生命。
Because what Jesus taught his disciples and what he is teaching us is that this is an impossible way to live apart from me, apart from him.
係耶穌教導我哋就係呢個嘅生命係唔可能夠生活嘅，除咗離開神嘅時候。
It's impossible without the Holy Spirit working in us to live out the Sermon on the Mount.
我们不可能在生活中，如果没有圣灵在我们当中，在这个。So
I'm putting up a quote that Leo doesn't have to translate, but we're going to just put up here. John Stott summarized it this way.
John Stott，一个有名的神学家，这么说。
Jesus began his instructions on the hillside by portraying in the Beatitudes the essential elements of Christian character.
耶稣是讲到他的训话，是讲在山上面讲到这个八福里面的基督徒的品格。He
then described Christian righteousness, which must exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees by accepting the full implication of God's law without dodging anything or setting artificial limits.
这里讲到基督徒的公义是多过法利赛人所讲到的 神的律，而且是逃避不退的限制的。Christian
righteousness is righteousness unlimited.
基督徒的公义是公义无限制的。That's
because God's righteousness is unlimited.
因为神的公义是无限制的。It
must be allowed to penetrate beyond our actions and words to our hearts.
它是应该可以渗入我们的心里面，和我们的。To
our mind and our motives.
我们的头脑，我们的动机,
and to master us even in those hidden secret places. So Jesus is now continuing his teaching on righteousness. If you look at chapter 6, verse 1,
如果我们看第六课的时候，第一节,
Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them."
我们要留意，我们行这个公义的时候，我们要人看到的时候，我们要小心。Now
in chapter 5, the word righteousness emphasized inside, inward qualities like kindness and purity, honesty and love.
第五课里面讲到，我们讲到内在的质素，讲良善、纯洁、诚实和爱。
But in chapter 6, Jesus is emphasizing practices like giving and praying and fasting.
第六课里面讲到，我们实行到要我们持斋、祷告和禁食。
There's the moral righteousness, but there's also the practicing of the righteousness.
这个讲到是人的道德的仁义，也是讲到我们实践到我们在宗教上面的公义。
Jesus is calling us to be different from this world to the point that our righteousness is greater than that of the Pharisees, because the Pharisees only emphasize what you do.
耶稣叫到我们行这个公义是要多过这个法利赛人所行的。
So,when we get to chapter 6, the main warning that Jesus gives is do not practice your righteousness before men in order to be seen by them.
第六课讲到是我们行这个公义的时候要多过我们是被人看到的。
At first, this word seemed to contradict Matthew chapter 5.
这个好像跟我们第五课里面有冲突。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, please turn there.
我们马太福音五章十四到十六节。
Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16.
五章十四到十六节。
Okay, in this verse, Jesus says, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works.And give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
五章十四节里讲到，你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So in chapter 5, he says, "Let your righteousness be seen."
第五课里面就系讲到我哋要咁样做。
And in chapter 6 he says, don't let anybody see your righteousness.
第六课里面讲就唔好要做呢样嘢，要俾人睇到你嘅公义。
No wonder sometimes Christians are confused.
唔怪得咧，我哋点解喺圣经里面咁难解释
？As we look deeper, I think what Jesus is doing is he is addressing two different kinds of sins.
其实耶稣呢度讲到两样不同嘅罪。
Some of us have fears of being a testimony for God, to share the gospel.
我们有些人会很怕在当中来做这个见证。
And so people who lack courage and lack that initiative, Jesus is saying, let your light shine.
对那些人来讲，如果是不愿意做的时候，我们要去在这个光发出来。
But then there's others of us, our biggest struggle is not fear and courage, our biggest struggle is pride and arrogance.
有另外一些人的时候，他们最大的问题就不是说是怕丑，而是要讲出来。
So for these people, chapter 6 verse 1, don't let people, beware of letting people see your righteousness applies to them.
对这些人呢，就是将你的公义要 行出来，是对他们有讲的。
But for both of them, the ultimate goal is that God is glorified, that the glory of God is seen.
这两种人呢，都是最重要的时候呢，都是神的荣耀是显出来。
I think someone should write a book about God's glory.
我们应该是看到神呢，应该写出来是神的公义。
One commentator summarizes it this way. You need to show... Oh, go ahead.
一个解经家这样讲。
You need to show...When you're tempted to hide, but you need to hide when you are tempted to show.
你要想行出嚟嘅时候咧，你就要藏隐。如果你要表现出嚟嘅时候咧，你唔想表现出嚟嘅时候咧，你就要表现出嚟。
So Matthew chapter 6. Now I gave you a lot of background. I appreciate your patience. Matthew 6, Jesus addressed three things that occurs in pretty much any religion.Giving, praying, and fasting.
耶稣在第六课里面讲到三样嘢，就是要施慰、祷告同埋禁食。
This is prominent in the Quran.
在这个可兰经咧，时时会讲到呢样嘢。
Jews were definitely expected to practice these things.
犹太人咧，特别都系要咁样系实行嘅。
You know, Buddhists they practice these things.
佛教徒都会时时会咁样做法。
And Jesus here seems to expect his followers. to practice this, because he says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. He didn't say, if you give, if you pray, if you fast.
耶稣是要求我们每个信徒都是这样做，他不会说你们如果要怎样做，他会说你要为什么要做，如何要做。
What's interesting in these three, the giving, the praying, and the fasting, I'm going to read, put it on the screen. We're going to read this, and I'll read out loud, you follow. But notice what Jesus is trying to teach here. Chapter 6, verse 2 through 4 says, thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Okay, so that's the first one talking about giving. I'd like to ask you if Elder Leo would read verse 5 and 6.
在6章2节到4节里面所讲，所以你施舍的时候，不要在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得到他们的奖赏。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所作的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
And would you please read verse 5 and 6 talking about praying?
第五同埋第六节讲到祷告。
Just go ahead and read it.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，站在会堂里和十字架口中祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的奖赏。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
And then now I'll read verses 16 to 18, which is today's text, Matthew 6, 16 to 18.
马太六章十六到十八节。
And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting might be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
六章十六到十八节咁讲，你们禁食的时候，不可像那假冒成为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们的禁食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的奖赏。你禁食的时候要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你禁食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
All three of these point out that God does not want us to be like hypocrites.
这三样人都是指出神不要我们做假冒为善的人。
All three of them say, don't do it so others will see, others will recognize what you're doing.
那三样人都是说你不在众人被人看到你是这样做法。
And all three say that your Father will see and will reward you.
这三样人都是说我们的天父都会看到，他会奖赏我们。
So verses 16 through 18 are not very complicated when you read it.
在十六、十八节里面讲到不是很难明白。
With fasting, just some of the things we take away is don't be gloomy, be happy.
就说你禁食的时候，你不要在愁灵苦面的时候，你高高兴兴。
I know Cantonese love their food.
我知道我们广东人很喜欢吃东西。
I married into a Cantonese family and I thank God so much.
我高兴，因为我 family 都是广东人。
But if we don't get our food, sometimes we are not so happy.
有时候我们没有食的时候，我们可能都不会很高兴。
Sometimes we get cranky.
我们有时候就很不开心。
But when it comes to this idea of fasting, and I'll talk a little bit more what is fasting, but when it comes to fasting, God is saying, don't, I think they used to mark their face with like ashes to make it look like that, to let people know they're fasting.
我们讲到是禁食的时候，我们不要就整到我们的块面呢很灰暗这样。
Basically, Jesus is saying, don't do that. Instead, you know, wash your face, you know, make sure you look good, like normal, be joyful, even though you're fasting.
就是说如果你禁食的时候应该是洗你的面很开心，然后虽然你是禁食的时候。
And the audience of one, this is the title of the message, Fasting for the Audience of One. There's only one person that needs to see and know. And that is God.
我们禁食的时候只需要一个人看到我们禁食做什么。
So I believe that every believer needs to grow and to learn about this spiritual discipline of fasting.
我知道每一个信徒都要在这个自律里我们怎样来做禁食。
So in the time we have, I just want to highlight a few reasons why we should fast.
我想看有几个原因是什么。
The first reason is it helps us to grow in self-discipline and self-denial.
我们禁食的时候可以学到自律和自我肯定否定。
In today's day and age, no matter what country, I think we are, especially in America, materialism, overindulgence, excess is very common.
我们在这个社会里面，我们是过度放纵和物质主义也好。
Being self-disciplined is very difficult.
我们有自律是非常难的。
As we choose to say no to ourselves in fasting, this helps us to discipline our bodies.
当我们做禁食的时候，我们帮助我们治理我们的身体。
Now, simply to deprive yourself of food, if I just deprive myself of food, doesn't mean that I'm spiritual.
但我们剥削了我们自己食物的时候，不是等于我们不属灵。
Just because I miss lunch doesn't mean I am closer to Jesus.
就是你不吃午餐的时候，不是等于你跟耶稣有接近。
It means I did not plan very well.
可能是你因为计划得不是几好。
Now, for some people, maybe say, "Oh, well, what if I can't fast from food? I have a medical condition." Maybe some of you are expecting mothers. You better not be fasting. So, is fasting only food that we fast from?
有时候我哋禁食又系唔系好方便，因为有啲人系可能怀孕或者不方便嘅时候，所以我哋禁食唔系唔单止系食物。
Have any of you lost your smartphone recently?
大家有冇失咗你个智慧嘅手机咧？
Okay, I don't know what you said was really good.
智能手机应该系智能手机。
Have you ever, I know there's some people. If you lose the phone, I know if I lose my phone, it's like, oh no, I've lost half my brain. You know, I have so many things on there, and I look all over, I get all worried about it. But what if we choose on purpose to say today, I will turn off my phone, and I will not just to turn it off. So that I can spend time with God.
有时我哋失咗我哋智能手机嘅时候咧，我哋就可能就好唔自在。但我问你，如果你今日将你嘅智能手机删咗佢
，Okay, so oh, Pastor, I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone. It's okay.
如果你冇嘅智能手机唔紧要。
How about Facebook?
或者系社交嘅媒体。
Now you might say, Pastor, we don't really do Facebook. Oh.
或者我哋有啲人系冇用到 Facebook 嘅。
Some people spend so much time on there, and not necessarily for bad purposes. Oh, there's a sale, everybody go there. But we spend so much time on doing this. Perhaps, maybe the fasting that is more necessary is not from food, but from spending time on the computer to do Facebook or even work.
或者我哋即係有好多時候，我哋應該係減少呢啲社交媒體或者 Facebook 咧，你能夠可以做禁食嘅時候。
I don't know this congregation as well, but I know in the English, some people they need to fast from sports.
喺英文崇拜裏邊，可能有啲人咧要禁食係唔睇波。
What I mean is they are super disciplined. They spend money. They spend time. Today's the Austin Marathon. We lost a few people. But they are so disciplined in sports. Never miss a day of exercise. But maybe they miss a day of spending time with God.
对运动咧好有纪律嘅，但系唔愿意损失少搞运动。
And just might be watching TV.
或者有啲人睇紧电视。
Whatever it might be that distracts you from God, that. Maybe where God wants you to fast.
无论系乜嘢，有啲嘢将你将嘅注意力离开神嘅时候咧，我哋都要留意。
One example in 1 Corinthians 7, some people maybe not know about, is the Apostle Paul is talking to married couples.
有度系讲系哥林多前书讲到系结婚嘅夫妇。
And he says to the couples, "You fast from sexual intimacy." So you can seek my face. Just make sure you come back together again. But it is basically talking about a fast that you will hinder, you will not have this pleasure time so that you can spend time with me.
就係保羅對一個係結咗婚嘅夫婦講到佢哋暫時逃避呢個性嘅親密。
Whatever will cause you to focus on God as you experience denying yourself can be used as a fast.
無論乜嘢事情啊，將我哋遠離神嘅時候，我哋都可以考慮嚟禁食。
So it helps us to grow in self-discipline and self-denial.
亦幫助我哋自律同埋自我否定嘅時候，我哋能夠可以睇重神。
The second thing that fasting can help us do is to humble ourselves.
第二個禁食嘅就係幫助我哋學習謙卑。
Often it is part of confession and repentance.
事實呢個係謙卑係我哋學習認罪同埋悔改。
Now confession means to say the same thing as God does about our sins. No excuses.
當我哋認罪嘅時候，要講到神同我哋要講乜嘢係罪。
If we say, "Oh, well, I don't really have a bad temper."
如果講我係冇一個好壞脾氣。
I just don't have as much patience.
但我冇耐性嘅。
And you know, my parents were like that, and I'm already better than my parents, so you know, it's not really that bad.
或者我自己呢樣嘢都唔係好差喎。
If God was standing here, would He say that?
但如果神喺你面前嘅時候，佢會咁講咧？
When we compare to the Holy God, we will realize, oh, I am a sinner. This is sin. Losing my patience, being impatient, and being angry with people, short fuse, whatever you want to call it, this is sin. That is confession. Say the same thing God says.
如果神覺得你係呢啲嘢冇耐性等等嘅都係罪嘅時候，你都係咁樣認罪。
What is repentance?
我哋悔改係乜嘢呢？
Repentance means you're going towards sin, and then you do a 180 degree, you turn back to God. That is repentance.
悔改就向一度行，然後調轉180度向另外一方面行。
You see, repentance is not going towards sin and say, "Okay, God, I know you're over there, but you know, I sort of bad what I'm doing, but you know, that's not repentance. Repentance is turning your back to sin and back to God.
悔改唔係一路越行越離開神，乃係對住神向住神嘅方向行。
Nehemiah assembled the people for fasting and to wear sackcloth so they could repent of their sins.
尼希米召集佢啲人嚟一齐嚟禁食，然后着住麻衣嚟禁食。
When Jonah talked to the people of Nineveh, even the pagan king told them to fast and have sackcloth and to repent of their sins.
喺尼尼微城約拿嘅時候，到正道嘅時候，佢都係帶埋啲人嘅時候，佢哋個皇帝咧係禁食同埋着麻衣。
In 1 Samuel 7, the Israelites expressed repentance and they fasted and they confessed and said, "We have sinned against the Lord."
在撒母耳嘅上面嘅上帝所讲到嘅以色列人咧，佢哋嚟到神面前要禁食悔改，我哋系离弃神。
One reason we struggle with confession and repentance is because we do not humble ourselves.
我哋有啲时候唔。悔改地嘅时候系因为我哋冇认罪。
Fasting is a practical way to humble ourselves before God.
禁食系一个好谦卑嘅方法嚟睇到我哋嚟到神面前。
Perhaps there are some of you in here that you know there is a sin in your heart that you struggle with.
或者我哋在当中，你心里边有啲嘅罪恶系我哋能够系 struggle 紧嘅。
And you do not seem to have any victory over it. You keep confessing, and then you do it again, and then you repent, and then you do it again.
我哋好似冇办法胜过呢啲嘅难处。
I'd like to submit to you that maybe God can use fasting to help you to humble yourself and to really seek His face and His power.
我愿意提议就系我哋可能用禁食能够将我哋胜过呢件事情。
Moving along, number three, it shows our when we fast, it shows our dependence on Him for future mercy and direction.
我哋禁食嘅时候，另外一个开始俾我哋神，俾我哋睇到将来嘅怜悯同埋我哋个方向嘅依靠。
In the Bible, in Judges chapter 20, there were 11 tribes of Israel were prepared to fight against the tribe of Benjamin.
喺士师记里边咧，圣经里讲到有11个支派要同呢个便雅悯嚟争战。
Through prayer, they sought the Lord before going to battle. But even though they prayed, they lost the battle, and 22,000 men were killed.
佢喺祷告嘅时候，佢哋去前去要同呢个便雅悯争战，但系佢祷告唔到地嘅时候咧，佢失败咗战争。
But it wasn't until they prayed and they fasted that they were able to clearly discern God's will.
后来当他们祷告和禁食的时候，他们看到明白神的旨意的时候。
And then God told them, "Go tomorrow. I will give them into your hands."
神就话你去，明天呢，我哋将佢嘅手交俾你。
Almost 16 years ago, Tina and I were in a praying about whether to come to Austin.
16年前 ，Pastor Gaylor 同埋 Tina 咧系祷告要唔要嚟到 Austin 嘅地方。
We were in Minnesota.
Today, Minnesota.
The weather's a little bit different there.
And 嗰度嘅天氣係同呢度差好遠。
We were in a very loving church.
我哋一個好值得可愛嘅教會。
I was the English pastor there.
我係英文牧師。
And Tina had a good job.
Tina 都有個好嘅工作。
But we knew that God was going to lead us to another church for health reasons.But we didn't know for sure if it was supposed to be Austin Chinese Church.
我知道嗰時啊，因為身體嘅關係咧，神一定會帶領我去另外一個教會，但係唔知道係唔係 ACC。
So we, you know, got the piece of paper. We write down all the pros, all the cons.
所以將一張紙寫曬好處唔好處嘅時候嚟比較。
You know, we discussed it a lot.
我哋好多個討論。
And then it got to the point we really had to make a decision.
到到一達點嘅時候，我一定要做決定啦。
So we decided to take a day to fast and pray, but separately.
所以決定咗一日咧，我哋分開嚟做禁食禱告。
Actually, Tina was expecting Karis, so she didn't fast. So I, but she prayed. Yeah.
其實 Tina 嘅時候，因為係懷孕嘅時候，佢冇禁食。
After the 24 hours, we came back together and.We were going to compare notes. What did God tell you? What did God tell me?
經過24小時嘅時候，我哋翻嚟再比較我哋所想到、所睇到嘅。
Like I said, I as I was preaching this message a few weeks ago, I realized this is an area as your pastor I need to grow in. But this time, when we were making the decision, it was so clear. God told Tina that we should come. God told me that we should come. We knew very clearly, and we prayed and fasted, and God made His will known to us.
我知道呢件禁食，我係要好多學習。但喺呢件事上邊，我哋一齊嘅時候，禁食嘅時候，我哋真係好多學習。
Perhaps you are at a crossroads in your life right now.
可能你都會係喺一個十字路口裏邊。
Maybe there's a decision that you must make, but nobody else knows here.
可能呢個決定你自己要決定嘅，其他人唔知道。
This is not a magic formula.
呢個唔係一個好特別嘅工程式。
But we do have biblical evidence that when people were seeking God's face, they pray and fast, that there was a clarity, there was a, it was very clear what God wanted.
我哋知道咧，当我哋祷告嘅时候，我哋会有清辨，能够睇到呢个神嘅带领。
We must move on. The next number four is fasting has been used at the beginning of new ministries.
禁食可以做我哋开始做新嘅事工嘅时候。
Our own Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4, at the beginning of his public ministry, had 40 days of fasting.
我哋嘅主耶稣基督佢开始佢嘅事工嘅时候，佢有40日嘅禁食。
Paul and Barnabas and the church of Antioch. First they fasted and prayed, and God said, I want Paul and Barnabas to serve me.
当保罗同巴拿巴佢哋喺安提阿教会嘅时候，佢哋开始嘅时候做佢嘅宣教工作。
But then as they continued to fast and pray, because they were going to send them out. So before Paul and Barnabas went out, the whole church fasted for them, and then.Gave them the blessing to go.
他们开始禁食祷告的时候，做到全个教会都一起禁食祷告的时候，先差派他们出去。
As we look outside at our old parking lot, we see a new building, parts of a new building.
当我们看出面我们那个停车场的时候，我们看到旧的和新的。
This is a new chapter in the life of Austin Chinese Church.
这个是我们 ACC 教会里面的新一个方向，一个旅程。
I believe it is a time for our people, all of our congregations, to take time to fast and pray before we go into this new chapter of ministry.
我相信我们每一个会友都需要用一些时间来禁食祷告，看到我们 教会一个新的旅程。
How does God want us to use that building for His glory?
我们神怎样用到这个新的建筑物来？
What does He want preached? What does He want preached and taught in that building?
在这个新的建筑物里面，是要我们讲什么神的福音呢？
We cannot just go on our own because there's so many things we might do.
我们不可以自己个人自己走，因为有好多事可以做。
We cannot say, God, we've been a church for 30 plus years. We're pretty good at this. We'll check with you later. No.
我们不可以说我们已经三十几年了，我们应该挺好了，所以迟些再问你了。
We must fast and pray and say, God, as we begin this ministry, what do you want?
我们真的需要祷告禁食，就是在这个新旅程的时候问神，你要我们怎样。
Number five, fasting is a way to express love and worship to God.
禁食是另外一种是表达我们对神的爱和敬拜。
We don't have time to go to this passage, but in Luke chapter 2, there's the story of Jesus when he was born. There's this lady named Anna.
在路加福音第二章里面有讲到一个女士叫做阿拿。
Verse chapter 2:37 says, Anna never left the temple, but worshipped night and day.Fasting and praying.
在二章三十七节里面讲到 ，Anna 呢个阿拿咧，并冇离开呢个圣殿，系禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
She was 84 years old.
佢系八十四岁。
And she had been married for only 7 years, and then her husband passed away.
佢系一个寡妇，七年咗结婚之后咧，佢嘅丈夫就过世啦。
And Scripture says all those years in between.Losing her husband to when she saw Jesus, she was at the temple fasting and praying.
在这么长的时间时候，她是在这个圣殿里面禁食祷告。
But the scripture says she was worshiping night and day. Fasting was part of her worship.
她在那里昼夜的侍奉神，禁食是其中一个侍奉。
The pastoral staff was discussing that this year the Good Friday service will be a combined service of all the congregations.
牧师团咧讨论咗呢个礼拜呢个Good Friday 咧系我哋一齐 combine 一齐嚟做敬拜。
And one of the things we're discussing and we still have to make a final decision is perhaps we'll invite everybody to skip the dinner for that day, at least the dinner, maybe even lunch, and to come and to take the communion together.To remember and to worship God for what He did, what Jesus did on the cross.
我哋要讨论就系我哋一齐嚟到，可能唔食午餐，一齐嚟到敬拜神，系嘛
？A lot of times we think of fasting as a negative, but this is the positive of worshiping God through fasting.
好多时候我哋讲到禁食系负面嘅，其实呢个禁食系正面嘅嚟敬拜神。
And then the last thing I'd like to mention, and this is.I hope nobody will get angry, but this is not in the Bible. This is just my own observation. Okay.
仲有一样嘢就系我个人嘅体会。
We can use fasting to deliberately say no to ourselves, so that we can help someone who doesn't have.
我哋可以用禁食嚟话，我哋自己唔要一样嘢，能够可以帮助其他人。
Perhaps I would choose. Okay, today I'm going to skip my meals, but I will take this time and the money.To feed somebody else.
或者我哋今日唔食一餐，我哋将啲钱能够系帮助其他人。
Again, I don't have a Bible verse for that.
呢个圣经冇特别讲到。
But I do believe that the principle can be used.
但系呢个原则上边咧，我哋可以用到。
Now we talked about these reasons, these many reasons, and you can. This was just an overview.
这个是讲到很多的原因我们为什么要禁食。
Where does it touch you and me?
在禁食上面哪样东西是达到你的心呢
I believe I have a quote up here. Basically, we started off by talking about hypocrisy.
我们开始讲到假冒为善。
We give, we pray, we fast only for an audience of one, which is God.
我哋奉献，我哋祷告，我哋禁食，只系为一个人嚟做。
Warren Wiersbe wrote this: The first step towards overcoming hypocrisy is to be honest with God in our secret life.
我第一件事要做就系我哋离开假冒为善嘅时候，我哋要对神诚实。
We must never pray anything that we do not mean from the heart; otherwise, our prayers are simply empty words.
我哋祷告时候应该系从我哋心里边出嚟， 如果唔系，我哋所讲嘅说话系全部系空虚嘅。
Our motive must be to please God alone, no matter what men may say or do.
我哋嘅动机系一定要取悦神，无论系咩人都系一样。
We must cultivate the heart in the secret place.
我哋真系要培养我哋内心秘密嘅一部分。
It has well been said, the most important part of a Christian's life is the part that only God sees.
我哋而家最重要嘅系一个基督徒嘅生命嘅最重要嗰部分咧，就系神可以睇到呢一部分。
When reputation becomes more important than character, we have become hypocrites.
当然，我哋名誉系高过我哋嘅品格嘅时候咧，我哋就系变成假冒伪善啦。
I know I spent a lot of time, some of the reasons why we fast, but at the end of the day.For whom are we fasting?
我哋今日讲到好多嘅禁食嘅原因，但最重要嘅系我哋嘅对象系边个
？If we want to see God do powerful things in our life and to change us, fasting must be part of this.
如果我哋要神喺我哋生命上边做到最好嘅时候咧，我哋一定要考虑到禁食呢件事。
I know practically speaking, it's hard to do things by ourselves.
我哋好实际上面，我哋好难靠自己好难做。
So,It's okay to have some accountability. Maybe your small group, you can talk together.
或者我哋可能个小组嘅时候，互相嘅能够提醒。
I know that sounds wrong because I said don't let anybody know except God. But as humans, we need each other. So if you're fasting and someone says, "Are you fasting?" Don't say, "Oh no, you messed it up." Okay?
或者我哋有时讲到，诶，点解有一班人能够彼此嘅鼓励呢？或者佢老话我哋。搞错咗啦，冇做到。
This practice and the discipline of fasting, we need to help each other.
我哋禁食嘅时候，我哋需要互相嘅鼓励，互相嘅帮助。
And God knows your heart.
神系知道我哋每人嘅心。
And He will reward you according to your heart.
佢按照我哋嘅心里边咧嚟系奖励我哋嘅。
So we must choose God to be our audience.
所以我哋应该选择神系我哋嘅观众。
As Jesus watched the people putting their gifts in the temple treasury.So God watches us as we give.
当神咧就当我哋睇到人咧，我哋系奉献嘅时候，等但神咧就系一样睇住我哋。
As we pray and fast secretly, He is there in the secret place.
当我哋暗暗祷告嘅时候咧，禁食嘅时候咧，神系睇住我哋嘅。
God hates hypocrisy, but He loves reality.
神恨恶虚伪，但佢爱我哋嘅真诚。
And that is why it is only when we are aware of His presence that our giving, our praying, and our fasting will be real.
所以我哋意识到神嘅存在嘅时候咧，我哋嘅奉献、我哋嘅祷告、我哋嘅禁食先系真实嘅。
So enjoy your lunch today.
所以享受你嘅午餐。
But prayerfully consider how you, how I, our church can grow.In this discipline of fasting for Him and Him alone.
所以考虑祷告就系我哋为咗神嘅角度里边，我哋考虑点样系禁食祷告。
It is 12, so let me pray, and we will be here.
十二点钟祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, how practical it is. And Lord, you have given us fasting as a gift, so that we can grow more and more like Jesus.Jesus, you gave us the example of you fasting in the wilderness for 40 days, and we saw what a powerful ministry you had while you were here on earth. And so we want to be like you. And Lord, many, many churches talk about giving. Many, many churches talk about praying. But we don't talk about fasting very much. And maybe that has been Satan's secret weapon, us not talking about and practicing fasting.So we pray that as a church, each individual here will discern how you want us to go about fasting for your glory, fasting in humility, fasting so that we can repent of our sins, fasting so we can seek your direction for new ministry, fasting to worship you. We give you all glory, and may we do it only for you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.